Anne Searcy is a 76-year-old jazz singer. As a child, she was one of the very few blacks in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, back when that seaside resort attracted some of the day's greatest performers. One of those was Duke Ellington. Independent producer Kerry Seed tells the tale.
In the 1930s, Anne Searcy's mother opened a guest home in Old Orchard Beach for chauffeurs and maids who had probably never before had a chance to have a vacation.
Colored people didn't do too well in that town.
Old Orchard Beach's most recognizable feature was a 700-foot-long pier perched over the Atlantic surf. Big bands filled the pier's ballroom all summer long. One time, Edward Kennedy Ellington came to Anne's home and asked to rent a room.
I was introduced to him as Anne, and he, Mr. Ellington. And all through the years, he remained Mr. Ellington. We had a piano in one of the rooms. He used to go in there and practice, and that's where I really got my love for music.
Mr. Ellington must have known what Anne's life was like in that small town. He called her from the road and gave her free tickets to all the shows in New England. By the time she was 18, Anne was already developing a singing career of her own, playing in lounges in small coastal towns. The summer after Anne graduated from high school, Mr. Ellington played a concert with his band at the pier in Old Orchard. Anne put on her best dress and some high-heeled shoes for the show. She walked to the pier and collected her free tickets. The Duke had a surprise in store for Anne that night.
He said, "Anne, as many times as we have played when you have been right along with us, you have never, ever requested a song." So I said, "How about Tenderly?" So I did get a chance to sing that song with the band. The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Your arms open wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. That's the only part I can remember.
Today, Anne lives in a nursing home. She has multiple sclerosis. Two autographed photos of Duke and Mildred Ellington hang on the wall in her bedroom. Some days, she sits in her wheelchair in the rec room and sings to her friends and neighbors. For National Public Radio, this is Kerry Seed in Portland, Maine.